This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal concludes. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung calls for support from all stakeholders to develop PSP Nepal, a model broadcaster. Health Ministry to provide costly medicine for rare stroke treatment free of charge. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba instructs ministers from party to make government works more effective, and dozens Palestinians killed in Israeli strikes ahead of ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel coming into force. Now the news in detail. The three-day pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting PSP Nepal has concluded today. Addressing the closing ceremony of the pre-launch program at the premises of Radio Nepal today, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung said PSP Nepal should work in a way that guarantees the people's freedom of expression and right to information. Communication Minister Gurung added that PSP should work in favor of the people without any subordination to the government. He also highlighted the importance of promoting social harmony and cultural coexistence and assured that PSP Nepal would be autonomous. Minister Gurung also called for support from all stakeholders to make PSP Nepal a model broadcaster and promised no government interference in its regulatory decisions. Former MP and senior advocate Radhe Shyam Adhikari stated that PSP's success depends on its ability to serve the people and establish trust. Secretary of the Communication Ministry Radhika Arial stressed the need for capacity building and technological advancement, while MP Ranju Kumari Jha urged PSP to prioritize the public's concerns with original, credible and impartial content. Bishnu Ram Neupane, acting Chief Administrative Officer of PSP Nepal, reaffirmed the commitment to align broadcasting with public needs and improve based on feedback. Khagendra Khatri, Deputy Executive Director, noted that PSP Nepal would act as a bridge between the state and citizens. The three-day event featured discussions on various themes to pre-launch PSP Nepal, which began on January 14. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podil has decided to provide an expensive medicine free of charge, which is used in the treatment of a very rare type of stroke in Nepal. In a press release today, Health Minister Podil's personal secretariat said the medicine received with the help of the US government will be distributed free of charge through federal and provincial hospitals. According to the Health Ministry, people with high blood pressure and health problems, including heart problems, are at high risk of death due to stroke. Taking a single dose of medicine called thrombolytic drugs successfully cures stroke. The price of a single dose of thrombolytic drugs is 138,000 rupees. 800 people die every year due to lack of timely treatment for stroke and lack of life-saving drugs. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has urged ministers from his party in the current government to enhance the effectiveness of their work. In a meeting at his Buranilkantha residence, leader Deoba instructed ministers to deliver public services smoothly and efficiently. Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party, Shyam Prasad Ghimire, stated that the meeting focused on making the government more effective and successful with regular discussions on key issues. The meeting, attended by party leaders and officials, included a review of ongoing and pending works in the ministries. Leader Deoba also directed the ministers to finalize pending legislation before the next parliamentary session. The Finance Ministry has allocated 4.2 billion rupees to upgrade the Bheri Corridor, a key project in Karnali province. The funding will improve the section from Tolu in Nalgarh municipality to Tripurakot in Dolpa, following a request from the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Urban Development. Former Urban Development Minister Dhan Bahadur Buddha confirmed that construction of the 217-kilometer corridor, which had been stalled due to budget issues, will now proceed. Additionally, the 42-kilometer stretch from Tallu to Tripurakot will be upgraded. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is making efforts to enhance the health and education sectors of the country. Speaking at the first convocation of the Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences today, Prime Minister Oli highlighted progress and transformation in these areas. The Prime Minister also noted Kaske's historical significance as the birthplace of Vedic science and stressed Nepal's potential for development, including the use of artificial intelligence. 38 MD and MS graduates participated in the convocation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. HPV vaccines dispatched to all provinces. Rather, the Ministry of Health and Population is launching a nationwide campaign to administer the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine to prevent cervical cancer. According to the Health Ministry, the vaccine will be given to 1.68 million girls aged between 10 and 14 across all 7 provinces from February 4th to 18th. Dr. Pawan Jung Raimaji, Director of the Logistic Management Division, announced that 1.77 million doses of the HPV vaccine were provided by the Global Alliance for Vaccine and Immunization, GAVI, and distributed to all provinces. GAVI is supplying the vaccine free of charge. Dr. Raimaji highlighted that 4 women die from cervical cancer in Nepal each day. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Health Ministry in Gaza has reported that dozens of Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes just before a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel is set to take effect. According to the BBC, this brings the total death toll to 73 since the ceasefire was announced yesterday. AFP reports that 20 children and 25 women are among the victims. Israel has accused Hamas of backtracking on the agreement, leading to a delay in a planned cabinet vote on the deal. Hamas, however, maintains its commitment to the agreement while pushing for the release of 1 or 2 symbolic prisoners from its movement. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the ceasefire deal, emphasizing that it must clear obstacles for aid deliveries to Gaza. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO on Thursday successfully docked into SpaceX satellites, namely STX-01 and STX-02 in space, confirmed the agency in a post on social media platform X. According to the post, the process of docking was delayed at least twice in recent weeks and was finally scheduled for Thursday. According to the space agency, post-docking the control of 2 satellites as a single object was successful and unlocking and power transfer check will follow in the coming days. India became the 4th country to achieve space docking after Russia, the US and China. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the Koshi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. It will be partly cloudy to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the Gandaki province and partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light rain at a few places of the hilly regions of Karnali province. For the mountainous regions, the weather will be partly cloudy in Koshi, Bagmati and Sudarpashchim province and it will remain partly to generally cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at some places of other provinces. The weather will remain partly cloudy in the Tarai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Pre-launch of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal concludes. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung calls for support from all stakeholders to develop PSP Nepal, a model broadcaster. Health Ministry to provide costly medicine for rare stroke treatment free of charge. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba instructs ministers from party to make government work more effective. And dozens Palestinians killed in Israeli strikes ahead of ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel coming into force. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.